you dickheads can see yourselves out. But I've got no time nor patience.
Knows when to fold. Rocket, yes, no sleep. Could it eat turned to cheap? Hell ain't a bad place to be. Living on electricity. Gone shooting down under. Scotland's got a thunder.
Welcome, Rob, to the Wham Bam East Fan Show on CJSF 90.1 FM. Mm-hmm. Please, introduce yourself.
Robert Ryan Spears, that's my full name. I like to make music and art and do all kinds of fun things, and yeah.
And the current project you're doing is called Crescent Heights. Tell me about it.
So it's mainly right now just sort of me writing songs. I actually just use my cell phone and headphones. They're the kind that you can talk on the phone with the microphone that sits here when you're when you're talking. It's they were JBLs to be specific. And yeah, it turned out that everything sounded pretty good. A lot of it was, started with just drums and evolved from there. It was all, yeah, I have an app called BandLab that's actually really cool.
Yeah, so pick one of your songs and tell me about it.
So I have a song called Roboticize. I'm a letter carrier and I have a friend who's also a letter carrier who writes, he likes to make films. He's a filmmaker. And he wanted to help make a video for me. So it was, that was my favorite song on the album. And it ended up sort of coming together, the video. It was pretty fun to make. He had a wheelchair and his friend was kind of pulling him with it. And so he got some pretty smooth like footage that was, it was pretty cool.
Yeah, and I noticed that was just at the Templeton.
Yeah.
Secondary school.
Templeton Pool. Yeah, I like to swim there. Actually, I go swimming there quite often. It was just kind of like, we both live really close to it. It's like a center kind of meeting point for us. So it was perfect. It's nice to live in this neighborhood, and it was fun making the video. It was really cool.
Awesome, and we're going to play that right now on CJSF 90.1 FM.
What about no glasses, man?
Oh, yeah, you think? Okay. Right here.
Yeah, that's good.
Doing dishes in the bathtub, running out of time to sleep. In the morning, I'll get up again.
There we go. Yeah.
Yeah, so the way we know each other is through
Chai Pig. That's
exactly.
Right.
Yeah. So back when he just passed, I asked you to do a little clip, and thank you so much for doing that. And I noticed from back in the day, you actually had a band. Tell me about your old band.
I had an old band called One Shot Left. They're actually still together, I believe. We played a show with SNFU in Lethbridge. It was one of the best shows I ever played, actually. Super fun. And Chai Pig was wild. He was at a old abandoned fire. Oh, it was a fire hall that they switched into a club. And he was climbing the fire pole, and he was doing all kinds of. He's always doing crazy things. I took a picture of him at that show, and I think that's when I put it up on his site after he passed away. Mm-hmm. And that's how we connected, I
that's
think.
That's right, exactly. Yeah. So yeah. Which SNFU song do you like? I know there's
so many.
Yeah, if you had to pick one that you, I don't know, that you're kind of feeling right now?
I suppose, gosh, there's so many. I like, Fate is the first one that's coming to mind right now. Mm-hmm. The Graveyard is No Place for the Young. The Graveyard is No Place for Anyone. I feel like that's a pretty sweet line. We'll be right back. The one voted most likely to succeed was definitely my favorite one. So I feel like a lot of songs off of that are really cool. Cockatoo Quill is amazing. It really like sounds like he reached a really intense period in his life, and I feel like he brought a lot of poetry out of that. Just an amazing guy, super cool to see around town and just to talk with. He always had something interesting and funny to say. Didn't take life too seriously, and I feel like he lived life to the fullest. He had a pretty intense life.
And do you own any of his artwork?
No, he did a drawing of me. Sadly, I lost it though.
I feel like I put it
in my jacket. I saw him out at a pub, mm-hmm. And Pub 340, actually. He was always there. and I had to go up and talk to him. It ended up being maybe like, at least half an hour that I was talking to him, and he asked if he could draw me, and of course I said yeah, and I feel like I lost the jacket that I put the drawing into.
Oh, so, no!
Yeah. So it's like gone. Yeah. Someone might have it somewhere.
Maybe, yes. Maybe it'll resurrect.
Yeah, yeah.
That'll be amazing.
Yeah.
Okay, where can people find your music and listen to it?
I guess Spotify is the best way to find me. There's also, I'm on Apple, iTunes, everything, under the sun, basically, whatever streaming service you use. And then, of course, my video is on YouTube as well for Roboticized. Yeah, I'm always making music, and it's really easy for me to do on the go, actually. Sometimes some of those tracks were... We're sung in the bathtub or whatever, or just wherever I happen to be, right?
Yeah.
It's a little bit ridiculous, I know.
No, it's great. Wherever you have inspiration, just go,
that's
go
right.
with it.
That's right. Yeah. Or somewhere in my car, I stop and, sing to the microphone. But the only thing that's, the only thing that I need, really, is my guitar, which I don't always have with me. But yeah, like, that's mainly what it was my acoustic guitar, my cell phone, and my headphones. So it's always, I'm always making, coming up with ideas and stuff, so.
Yeah, and we're going to talk about the cover, and you have, like, a drawing now. Is that your drawing or someone else?
That's my drawing.
That is your drawing, so you're an artist as well.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah, I have a site, Phantom Telegraph, WordPress. If you Google those three words, you'd find it.
Tell me about Dandelion Records.
So that happened to be in the background. I actually had a favorite cafe, Our Town Cafe, that was at Main and Kingsway, mm-hmm. that I used to go to all the time. And I'd spend extended hours there, which doesn't seem to happen as much anymore. But yeah, I just happened to do a drawing. I did like a line drawing of the scene from the window there. And then I went home and got watercolors and had some fun with it. So that was that's what that is.
That's so great that you did that, because it burned down.
Yes, that's true. Yeah, it's pretty sad.
Yeah.
Yeah, that whole scene is gone.
But they are up and running again at a different location. So that's
right.
Fun. Yeah.
Yeah, that's good to see. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I love seeing that stuff. So.
All right. Now tell me about your last song pick.
So I have a song called Wildebeest, which was really fun. A guy at work told me about wildebeest, how they, there are periods of the year, apparently, he told me, where they don't have prey. Their prey just, like, disappears on them, and they don't really know. I'm not sure, like, it's kind of confusing. I don't even know if it was, like, facts, what he was telling me. But it gave me an idea for the words. I'm feeling like a wildebeest when his prey has gone away. It's kind of just feeling like lost, like you don't know what you're gonna do, like how to even survive, maybe. And then it just kind of went from there. It's sort of just about how you can just kind of get lost, like, and happens to everyone, I think, at some point, and even animals,
of maybe. Course. So, yes,
yeah.
Well, thank you so much, Rob, for coming on the Wham Bam East Van Show.
Yeah.
Wham Bam.
East Van.
Yeah, baby.
Woo.
Cut it out.
become the pawn? Which side did I end up on?
Everyone, for hanging out with me, DJ Mehdi. I want to thank Rob and John in the house for participating. And hey, if you love to listen to punk, we have a punk show here at CJSF called Rad Radio with Johnny Bones. And we're going to end with his show promo. We'll also play a song from his band called Still Spirits. There's a song called The Tonic. And I think that's going to be very fitting for St. Paddy's Day coming up. All right, have fun, everyone. And we'll catch y'all next week. Bye.
Featuring weekly guests, Rad Radio brings you badass punk, street punk, ska, and oi tunes with a special focus on BC and Vancouver DIY bands. Join your host, Johnny Bones, every Thursday from 10 p.m. to midnight. Missed the show? Go to cjsf.ca for a podcast of the episode.
In the head, yeah.